The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number MD100-2031. NMLS Number 1863775. Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
98KUPD.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Monday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg, and look right there. Brett Besley's here.
Yes.
Also, oh. Brady is out of the bunker and back in the house. Toledo's here, too, but when isn't he? One of these days, I'd like to bunker him. Yeah, he's farting in the hallway so loud. It's getting out of hand, Brett.
It really is.
And it's been since you got here. Are you feeding him?
No.
Don't feed him. Yeah, he's farting so loud. We're in like a kind of a soundproof room with the door open, and he's in a second soundproof room with the door open. So the only access we've got to his farts is an open door, and they're loud enough that they're sneaking around the corner. We can hear him. It's horrible. I can't hear anybody talking in that room. Like, if they were to
maybe
talk right now, we would hear.
He does it because he doesn't want to be, you know, you don't have to yell. He's just letting you know. Yeah. A little warning shot. You can just use your regular.
But think about it. For me to call him, as I do often on this show, I have to turn this mic off and go, Toledo!
Right.
That's the only way he can hear me. However, his ass is blasting so loud, we're hearing his farts daily now. His first thing in the morning farts. Well, welcome back, Brady. It's good to see you in the room again. Although I do kind of miss the Don Rickles thing. Where'd you put
I put him in the corner.
No.
Oh, come on.
Nobody puts Rickles in the corner.
Damn right.
Yeah, but it is nice. It's good to be back and have everybody in their spots and stuff like that. You're comfortable? Can we get you anything?
I'm good.
It's weird.
I thought there'd be some egg and muffins.
Oh, today, no. But, we knew better. No. Those days are over. We did that for the 2 months you were gone, and then that pretty much ended. But Friday we had the big Brett celebration, and we all kind of had tears in our eyes as we realize it's the last time we're going to have egg McMuffins.
We can't do it.
We can't do it. We can't risk it. We can't have Toledo crapping his pants and Brady digging through the bag the whole morning. So, yeah, but it's back better than ever. Brett's birthday was Friday, and you did what?
I went dancing, of course. Oh, come on.
I mean, you had to
about?
Dance, but that's just front yard. Did you do anything good?
Not really.
The birthdays in 2020 have been just completely suck.
Yeah, because you just had yours. Yeah. I mean, these quarantine birthdays are
do
horrible.
Anything. Nothing.
No, that's the same with me.
Yeah, and it gets everybody off the hook for trying, too. I've noticed that.
Yeah, there's a little slacking on
that. Like the gift-giving and the effort is almost like – and that proves to me, I think, everyone hates everyone else's birthday but their own. Like, we really don't want to go out of our way because this would be a great year to spoil somebody. A, all the presents can be ordered and delivered to your house. There is zero reason. Like, I couldn't go to the mall or – nope. The mall comes to you now.
Yeah.
So did you get good gifts from Medea?
Yeah, I got a few things. You know, the thing that really just pissed me off this year was because with the quarantine going on, this is, you know, my birthday hasn't been on a Friday in forever.
Oh,
so it's
true.
Finally on a Friday, and I got nothing.
Mine was on a Sunday.
Stuck at home.
Yeah, that does suck. Yeah. Ugh. You're screwed. Yeah, I got a pair of swim trunks and a t-shirt. And a couple other little things.
I got some clippers and stuff.
Well, yeah, it was like a grandpa birthday.
Yeah, pretty much.
And there was zero
effort. No Oculus.
No Oculus.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man. And that was your 12-year-old's birthday. You still have to try for them. But like adult birthdays, like nobody's.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cared. It's tough. But anyway, happy birthday to you. Anyhow.
Thank you.
I did something in honor for his birthday.
Did you jerk off on the Oculus?
I made some gravy.
That's right, he did.
Oh, yeah, you were sending pictures of the gravy. Weird. I'm not sure.
There was so much talk about it the week before. I'm like, I can't.
Well, how did it turn out?
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as his mother's.
Well, of course not. I mean, that's a given, but.
Could you tell the difference between.
You really could.
The ragu?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
See? See?
Maybe that.
I'm telling you.
You know what the difference was?
You know what? I'll bring a thing in if you want to sample it.
You got extra?
Well,
days later?
I had that.
Have
you know,
to.
You can buy those San Marzano. Tomatoes, they come in like a gallon can. Yeah.
And you mash that up for 6.5 hours to put noodles in it and
I
eat
simmered
for 5 minutes.
All day.
See, that's why to me it can't be worth it. It's like all that effort, and I eat so fast, 4 or 5 minutes later, there's nothing on the plate.
It's all about the taste, though.
That's what I'm saying.
But then you got sauce for a while. You know, like you keep it for a week or two.
I don't want it later. 5 minutes, the whole thing's gone. The kitchen's a disaster. It took me 6 minutes, and I'm like, for this?
The first time, the sauce is the easiest part.
Yeah.
And then I made some meatballs.
Yeah, I just don't get the time.
You started earlier and just let it go. You don't have to, you know, it's a set it and forget it type thing.
Yeah, it just doesn't register. I'm hungry when I'm hungry. I'm not hungry 6 hours from now. I can't decide what I want for dinner at noon.
But you know you're going to eat later in the afternoon.
But
so
I don't know what.
Till
I'm ready. Like even at a restaurant, that's why they give you a menu. Everybody
you definitely
wants
have
choice.
To like to cook in order to do that.
It's awful. So I don't like eating that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
I don't
you have
like,
to like
the
to
experience
eat.
Of eating is just fast. I devour food. It's like woof, gone. And I'm like, man. And for the people who cook for me, it's depressing because they go to painstaking efforts and they look over and they're like, how, you're done? And I'm like, yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Did you taste it? I'm like, yeah, it's food. It's gone. It's no big deal. It was very good. Nice job. I spent seven, and there's always an argument. I spent 7 hours working on that and you ate it in like 2 minutes. I'm like, isn't that what I was supposed to do to it? What am I supposed to make love to it first?
Yeah, I take that as a compliment.
You should, but it is kind of a pain in the ass when there's just a couple people and the whole experience is whittled. It would be, you know, like sex and you build up all day and you're calling each other. We're going to be there. I'm going to be all over you tonight. There's going to be and then like a minute later, you're asleep.
Well, the quarantine thing helps on that. And then just like you're saying, the birthdays have changed up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're at home, you have some downtime.
Yeah.
And if you're able to do that, it.
I do notice something different about you, and I don't know. You look like a dent in your head.
Yeah?
I think it's from the Oculus. I think you actually have marked your head.
Could be, but I haven't had it on in
it's like right around
where
you
were.
Right here,
right.
You see it? Yeah,
it
looks like you had a hat on for a while.
Yeah?
You got a little dent, a little red line. Huh. You're wearing that thing all the time, aren't you? Has Kirby figured
around
it out?
Around the house.
Have you, tell us the best I snuck the Oculus out story. I swear to God, if you've only got one.
It's just the, I only have one.
That was the only time you tugged it
no,
to the Oculus?
No, it's been, there's two times. But
okay.
The second time was.
How did you sneak it free? I've been fascinated with
it
this the whole time.
Fortunately, it was charging in the kitchen. Now, there was one time, there was a third attempt, but it didn't
you
go.
You got thwarted?
Yeah, because I had to, I would have had to sneak into her room.
Nothing.
Just,
no.
I'm like, that's not happening.
Sneaking into a 12-year-old room to jerk off is
out
the worst thing ever.
I know. So I can't even say that was.
I
got to
get something out of my daughter's bedroom.
You check the kitchen. It's not charging there.
Yeah, and then you got to put it back, all wobble-legged and tired.
Handles in the right place.
Yeah, gloved up. Do you do that even for? She's not that aware. Like,
no.
If you wouldn't put it back exactly as you found it. She's not going to go, somebody moved my Oculus. I bet Dad's jerking off. She's not going to know.
No.
No. But does Ronnie know now? Has she heard us talking about it?
She hasn't.
She's unaware.
I don't think so. Or she just doesn't say anything.
She's aware. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe she doesn't know. Maybe she's thinking that no man in his right mind would use his children's toys. But it's an Oculus. Well, I'm upset that there's
that
only
thing's
been
an
two.
All skate.
What do you mean? She
everyone can use it in the family.
Well, right. But do you think Ronnie's 360-ing?
No.
No? I don't think chicks do it like we do.
I think she probably checked it out.
It'd be fascinating to come home and see her with the orb on her head. I'd let it go.
Yeah.
And then when she took it off, she'd be, ha, surprise. I wouldn't say a word. I'd sit there for an hour and just watch her rub. Just going. It might ruin it when you hear when Brady giggles a little. She has to take that embarrassingly slow check. Have you done that in the middle, like peeped it up just to see if you're in the room alone still?
No.
God, I almost kind of want to watch you do it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on.
I want to see his technique.
Because
it would be, you know what? It's like
I don't even want to see that.
I think it would be like watching a blind guy without his cane for the first day in a while. He's just kind of reaching into the air and then tugging. Like his head's probably cocked up looking at the stars. Doesn't even know he's looking straight up. And then to see him, like, checking things out, but he's just standing in the middle of the room.
Yeah, at a certain
fumbling
point.
Fumbling around with the tweezers.
Yeah, you got weird stuff going on.
At a certain point, do you need those paddles? Because you got to have one free, right?
Yeah, you have to.
You have to have the paddle.
Yeah. You have to have both of them at the same time?
No, once it starts going, you don't have
you
to have
you can put
the paddle
down. They're just more like they're like mouses. Meese?
That's if you want to get out.
They're like a mouse. Okay.
The problem, yeah,
and at that point, you're not getting out.
No.
So it's like a Nintendo Wii or something with the... Okay, all right.
And then it actually gives you a rendition of your hands. It'll do like a ghost hand in the screen to let you know, like, if you can't see the buttons, it brings them up on...
It's got the little fake hand. Yeah. It is like the Wii. Yeah. And just like the Wii, you stuff the controllers in the crack of your ass and you don't play the game for more. So anyway, it's going to be a beautiful day. Tell him, Trip.
Therefore, I will take care of things for this afternoon. My name is Trip Reed. It's going to be a nice day.
It's going to be a nice day today. Jeremy found a ton of old Trip Reed clips from his days.
My name is Trip Reed. It's going to be a nice day.
And he got the best story about this. Trip told me already. He didn't give me permission to do this, so it's maybe infuriating.
He's gonna.
It doesn't matter. is that his boss rolled out posters that said Trip Reed with a D. And said, you're going to be Trip Reed. Nobody's going to hear Reeb. And everybody's going to think it's Reed anyway, so let's just cut to it. And then these beautiful posters come out. And then, so Jeremy's got to put on. What's coming up next, Trip?
Crazy on You from Heart and their Dreamboat Annie album.
All right, beautiful.
Great album.
I just loved it.
What time frame are we talking here?
This is 76.
Nice.
Yeah, it's written on there, 76.
So he's spinning the wax there.
Yeah. Where's the last person you fired, Trip?
He's still sunning himself in Aruba.
Okay.
Jeremy, don't even bother to come in today.
Jeremy. Jeremy texted me. I already told Trip I have him. I just didn't tell him we were going to cut it up. So, it's pretty nice.
So you found him?
No. Jeremy just fires over this thing and goes, look what I found.
Treasure.
And it's like a whole bunch of guys from 1976 in different stations in New York. And so he's like, about 4:33 in on this. So I'm like, oh, it's gold. He's a brilliant, smooth rock jock. He's good. Tripp's really good at it. That's the annoying part. It's like you can hear why people went, give that guy all sorts of jobs, like important ones, because he's just smooth, except for that one part about how it's going to be a nice day.
Therefore, I will take care of things for this afternoon. My name is Trip Reed. It's going to be a nice day.
That's something Brady would say. anyway, so we've got those all day long, and I'm pretty sure that'll result in a sit-down.
Why in the world do you have those? And do you feel the need to play him? I'm like, I don't even know that that's you, really. I think it's a guy named Trip Reed.
That's not you.
We're
not
Reed.
We haven't confirmed yet.
You're beer backwards. It's a different dude. Yeah, he's smooth, though. And hopefully, that'll never happen to us. Like, nobody will ever find a break from us. And 44 years later. Because you know why? I'll be dead in 44 years. Thank God.
Play away.
44 years later. And there he is, still hanging out with us. That's pretty depressing when you think about it, really. It's like he should be the one sunning himself on the beach in Aruba, not hanging out with the likes of us during the COVID. The man enjoys the business too much, I think. Maybe. I don't know. Brady, 44 years from now, no one will be listening to you. Brett, for sure, none of your last 30 years on overnights will be.
In space, maybe. I'll put a little shoot up there.
Not so sure that's a thing.
Put it on a gold disc, shoot up in a satellite.
One of those. Like what they did with While My Guitar Gently Weeps and I Love Lucy reruns. A couple of moments of Brady's.
They'll have a beaver. Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Beep, 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 beaver. Wad, wad, waddles, waddles. These will be in space, I'm sure. This would be the first. And then Belmac will be up there.
Aliens immediately coming down.
Brady can't get around it when Christy talks. And I've gotten a lot of people sending me the Christy working out with the guy from Mountainside Fitness thing. Everybody's invested on the idea that you are in a serious relationship with the zoo lady, and they're upset.
Yeah.
They want action. Are you upset that the guy from Mountainside and Christy are?
No.
I feel like catching up with you. I talk to you all the time, but it's weird having you in the room now. Anyway, thanks for coming.
I book all our gigs now, so I get 10-15%.
Are you going to start the Wild Things thing now that you're out and about? What's the first thing you did when you were allowed out? You got negative Saturday, right?
Negative Saturday at 11 p.m., so really Sunday.
Did you go outside Saturday at 11 p.m.?
No.
Because I got the text from you like right when you got it, because I was up watching TV.
I was in bed. I mean, I got the text.
Yeah.
I was already in bed, so I didn't want to.
So nothing.
Get in the car.
Months later.
Do a little Rocky club. Montage.
Yeah, man, I'd have done it. I'd have gone and breathed on everybody.
Negatory.
But you didn't do anything. Sunday, breakfast.
Went to Midwestern Meats.
That's your first thing after 2 months?
Of course. And, yeah.
Jesus, he got a discount.
No, he's making
the sauce.
So that, I got it at Friday at 11 p.m., so Saturday was the day I went in there.
And then you went to Midwestern Meats Saturday.
Yeah.
And got meat.
I had to get some ground veal.
Oh.
And some Italian sausage.
That was your first thought Saturday morning?
That was a thing that I could have that I could do, whereas in the past I'd have it delivered.
Right. So just going to get meat.
Yeah.
Even though they were delivering, nothing special happened
because
with
only,
new COVID.
It wasn't a big order. That one would have been, I would have had Ronnie have to run to get that one.
Yeah. You just go out in the front yard at all and hang out and talk to neighbors passing by? None of the old you.
Well, damn it. Yeah. I mean, I saw him, but across the street. I'm still.
I don't like any of this.
You weren't hanging out with Laser?
Yeah. Laser didn't come over and you guys didn't roll around the
Laser's,
front yard?
Did
you put up a theater in your front yard and have the neighbors over?
They've been away also.
Oh, right, because they're doing some stuff. Or Brady killed
back
them.
Back and forth.
Sure exactly what happened. Well, it's good to have you back. It's weird. I will say that. It's odd to have you in the room now. I got used to you not being here.
A full quarter almost this year,
yeah.
2020.
You've gone since early June, plus another time back in like April. You've only been here for like 3 weeks of the last 5 months. And frankly, we got along just fine. I don't know what's going to happen now. This is awkward. I was enjoying
the
my time.
The equipment's staying at home.
Yeah, well, you never know. Well, Alyssa Milano has it again. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't.
She's back in the hospital with the COVID again.
I got a bunch of relatives that got it as well.
She's doubled up. So, relatives here in town?
No.
Oh, back home.
Yeah.
Who's got it?
Aunt Mary's family.
Did
Uncle
she catch
Frank,
it?
She hasn't gotten her results back yet.
You don't know about
problem
Aunt
is
Mary.
That she
no.
has asthma, so really nervous about that. And Frank is my Uncle Frank is having a tough go. I don't know how.
That's not good. But he's
not
old.
In the hospital, but
he's like in his 80s though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
No,
good.
He's not in his 80s.
Oh, he's not.
Oh,
Uncle Frank's younger.
Yep.
Aunt Mary used to call Brady 60s. Chunks. When he was a kid. Yeah, see, Brett
That was my nickname.
And we had to tell Brady that that was not a nice thing to do because he thought it was from love.
Thought it was cute?
Yeah,
it was
not.
A term of endearment.
Oh, yeah.
Term of insult. And she was horrible to him and then mean to Charlie, your nephew, once.
Well, her nickname was Witchy Poo.
Right.
Witchy Poo.
Which is sort of cute. If she called you Chunky Poo,
she had
it's
this
still
character,
mean, but
character, Witchy
least,
Poo, that would scare us as little kids.
Right, and call you horrible names. It's called Aunt Mary's Drunk Again.
I'll get you, my chunks.
Still mean. It's still mean. And then she used to send religious papers to his nephew, Charlie, because Charlie's an atheist.
Oh, I could. Oh.
He's a zealot.
Yeah. Well, he's a zealot of hate.
He's a zealot of
and so I told Charlie, well, you need to send her some literature about there being no God then and watch how the tables are not fairly turned on this situation. Well, I hope she does. I don't want her to. You know, get the COVID and everything else. But if anybody is going to get it and then blame you, it'll be her.
Probably got it from that big fat nephew of mine.
Her daughter's got, so everybody.
Yeah, the grandkids. I don't know. I'm wondering if the kids have to.
Have they been distancing? Have they, or are they non-maskers?
They have been hanging out.
Yeah.
I mean, the family, because that's their inner family there. That's her daughter. And the kids come over.
Yeah, I told my.
There's plenty. I know so many people that have, you know, the families come over. They're fine. They still do the Sunday dinner. And
with the COVID?
Not with the COVID.
Say. Yeah.
But that's what you don't realize is someone goes
still
outside of that. I have to do.
They found, like, everybody in Sturgis who does not want the rally up in Sturgis, on, and they put them on TV this weekend, and there are people just shaking in their boots. 60% of the residents they surveyed didn't want the motorcycle showing up.
That seems low.
They're everywhere. Yeah, because, 40%. It's in South Dakota, though.
South Dakota's already had a spike, though, 2 months ago.
They don't care.
For what it, less than
but
a million
Sturgis
people.
Was crawling with people.
Was and, it? I thought, it would be I thought it would be lighter.
It is lighter, but it's still a pie. It's a tiny little street, and it is poor. Like, this 250,000 people were there over the weekend, which is light, but that's still a ton of people.
Would you compare it to, I mean, it's almost like Bourbon Street and. New Orleans.
I've never been
as
there.
As far as
it looks
the size
tiny.
Of it.
Yeah,
it
looks like I've seen
Bourbon
pictures.
Isn't Bourbon Street a lot smaller than you think it's just?
Yeah, it's a lot smaller than it looks. Yeah.
Yeah. Toledo was in a four-way at Bourbon Street once.
They'll probably be.
He was.
I know. I heard that story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the good thing in 30 days there'll be a lot of good deals on Harleys and stuff like
that's
that.
That's true. It's a great point.
Oh man,
yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah, that's an excellent
spouses.
Point.
Well, the mamas are there too, right?
did Brett just wish half of Sturgis dead
didn't wish
for the
it.
Deals?
I didn't wish it, but if I can get a smoking deal on a new Harley,
you didn't wish
I'm
it,
in.
But you certainly predicted it.
Yeah, you're basically calling your shot, and if it does happen, you're going to take advantage.
He's checking crazy.
Damn right.
Yeah, I look, it's the bike is not. It's not the bike's fault. Somebody should ride it in honor of the guy.
Exactly.
The bike can't catch COVID. So, Brett, if you got a relative in Sturgis that comes up with a cough, Brett's interested.
So how long do you think he's got?
I don't know, month and a half.
What can you do with that bike?
Give you $8,000.
Yeah, you got like 30 days of mourning, and then the bike's for sale. So that is true, though. It's kind of like when people read the obituaries for apartments in New York. It's morbid, but hey, somebody's got to live there. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one. We'll start off this glorious Monday together, and we'll scream at the top of our lungs. It's 6:05. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98
KUPD. Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest, always having access to your equity, and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit? It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number NB100231, NMLS Number 186377. LifeChangerLoan Corp. is an equal housing lender.